The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Portions transcribed.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to the Your Financial Future program here on 94.3 FM The Talker. My name is Nick Colarossi. I am a certified retirement counselor with NJC Investments in beautiful Clark's Green, Pennsylvania, and I'm thrilled that you have chosen to join us once again for our weekly excursion into financial immersion. Our program originates this morning from the luxurious Corner Office Studio, which is located in the beautiful Bold Gold Radio Complex, sitting high atop the suddenly cooling peaks and valleys of the West Mountain of Scranton, Pennsylvania, the Electric City. Our goal on today's program is to help you to become a better long-term investor. Well, before we get started, let me introduce the man that makes this program and all of the other great educational programs that you hear right here on The Talker each and every weekend. He makes that possible, and that, of course, man about town, the hardest working guy here at the Bold Gold Radio Complex, producer extraordinaire, Mr. D.C. Taylor. Good morning, D.C.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I guess pretty good. Looks like a crisp seasonal crisp fall day this morning. What's everything looking like outside our big beautiful picture window here at the station?
Yeah, it'll definitely be more like fall this weekend.
Oh, we were so spoiled.
I know, all right. We got a sunny sky today. Highs in the upper 40s, and tomorrow there's a chance of rain and snow showers in the morning.
Snow?
Yeah. High, but we'll get to a high of about 54 tomorrow. So
for your Sunday. Won't last long.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for that. It's a seasonable, right? It's about time, right?
Right. Sure.
This is the right time of the year for this weather, and it'll be nice. It'll be a nice weekend.
Right.
Well, here we are, DC. Nearly 2 weeks after the election, the markets are still trying to digest everything that's going on, and certainly a lot going on. What do you think? It's still a big mess.
It's just all over the news, and there's just so many things bouncing around about what people think happened, what actually happened, and wow. Wow, what a mess.
Yeah, it's a lot of uncertainty out there. And if you look at the market averages, at the end of the week, we were kind of up a little bit on the S&P 500, the Dow, down a little bit on the NASDAQ for the week. But, you know, it looked okay. But if you lived it during the week, there was anything but normal.
Right.
A lot of volatility coming in. I think investors, everyone, we as investors, we are going to have to get used to this at least for the next few weeks and until this whole mess gets sorted out. And that, I think, is probably going to take us even past that January 5th runoff for the Senate in Georgia.
Wow. Okay.
So what should you be doing right now as an individual investor? Well, the first thing I think you need to do is to review all of your holdings. Make sure that you are still in line with your financial plan, with your goals. Also, make sure you are working closely with a financial advisor and reviewing those goals. And if you're currently not working with a financial advisor, or if you need some outside advice, remember, you can always give us a call at NJC Investments. You can reach us anytime, 570-586-5030, or drop us a line directly through our website, njcinvestments.com, with any questions that you may have. We'd, of course, be happy to help you in any way that we can. We always love hearing from our listeners, DC. We get a lot of calls each and every week, and we're certainly there to help you in any financial matter that we can help with.
But DC has, in turbulent times like these, when one day you're sitting there and you feel like, boy, I should really be buying, and the next day I should really be selling, and then the next day I should really be buying. Sometimes it's better just to take a step back, wait until the dust settles, right? We don't want to be like that character on the commercials that's in and out, and I heard somebody like that.
Have you? Mr. Wrong Way.
Yeah, that guy. So we started last week, I think, with a bang. On Monday in the markets, remember we opened up 1,600 points on the news that we had a vaccine coming from Pfizer, that it was, 90% effective. Oh. And, we talked about this. Everybody who was negative on the markets, I said, yeah, but the other side is we're probably very, very close to a vaccine, and that could have an up 1,000-point day when that comes out. It did happen. Of course, the market sold off, only closed up 800, but an 800-point day, still a big day. And I found that news kind of curious, DC, because, I'm told that Pfizer had that news in mid-October, but held it kind of until the day after the media declared.
Held the news.
Yeah. Huh? Can you believe that? There couldn't be any politics involved, could there?
No, not at all.
It seems everything's getting political, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible. But either way, it is good news for the country. So on Monday and Tuesday, it looked like the value area of the stock market, including the Dow 30, many of the S&P components also working very well. Everybody seemed to be selling the technology area, the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, and moving completely over to the value area, especially the Dow. Why was that? Well, you remember last week we talked, and I told you I have never, ever seen a divergence with the NASDAQ being up 30%+ and the Dow being what?
Like zero, right?
Zero, yeah. Last week,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what was coming into the week. That's what we had. And all of a sudden, it looks like investors are finally going to make the shift over to the value area, take profits and growth. And that lasted, DC, for 2 days.
Right?
By Wednesday and Thursday, it had reversed, and the NASDAQ came back into fashion while the Dow started selling off again. Okay. Now, if you can figure out exactly why that happened, or which one of these is going to be the dominant force from here going into 2021? I have an office for you at NJC Investments, pal.
Right. Nice.
I will hire you on Monday. My point is, DC, that nobody really knows. So as long-term investors, you need to stay diversified over all asset classes. Last week, we saw some life coming into sectors such as the energy sector, the small cap sector, even international stocks picking up for the first time in a very, very long time. And the technology area that sold off heavily at the beginning of the week was bought back heavily midweek in many cases. So, DC, let me ask you.
Yes.
How many experts are there on Wall Street? Have we figured this out yet?
I've been doing deep research, what they call a deep dive into all this, and I still can't find one.
It's amazing, isn't it?
They're not good at experting, they're not experts.
You got one guy saying this, one guy saying that. They can't both be right.
No, of course not.
But they're both experts.
Right.
The correct answer here, there are no experts. No. There are some that guess better than others, more often. That's about all you get. If someone is telling you to shift all the way over here in one direction or shift all the way over there in another direction, I'd be a little bit cautious, a little bit suspicious. In times like this, it is best to stay diversified, stay the course, and look for new opportunities as the investment outlook begins to shape up for 2021. I do believe, DC Taylor, we are still a few weeks away from a clearer picture, but I do believe in staying invested in these markets. Remember, we heard from economist Brian Westbury of First Trust Securities last week, and he still believes our markets are undervalued, and regardless of who is president, the good corporate profits we're seeing, the good GDP number we saw, and the very low interest rate scenario that we're in is positive for the markets in 2021. So don't make any knee-jerk decisions here. Stay the course, stay on track for your long-term goals. I'd like to thank you again for tuning in to the Your Financial Future program here on 94.3 FM The Talker. My name is Nick Colarossi of NJC Investments, and I want to personally thank you for allowing me to be the soundtrack for your early Saturday mornings. Well, DC, we have so much more to talk about this morning, a lot going on in the markets. We're going to talk about some investment ideas, including some new ETFs in autonomous and electric vehicles, the hot area of the market, it seems right now, right?
Yeah.
And also, the thing that makes those go, lithium batteries. There's some new ETFs in lithium batteries. We'll review those as well. We'll try to fit in some stock picks from the Motley Fool. They've updated their buy list, so we'll take a look at that. And time permitting, we will also have some income ideas to review as well. So I hope you'll stay with us the entire hour. I promise to make it well worth your while, and you will be all the wiser for it. Well, before we get to all of that, I do have some quick market tips for you, DC, some year-end market tips, actions that you may want to take in your portfolio before 2020 comes to a close.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm saying year-end, but I'm kind of happy I'm saying year-end with 2020. How
yes,
about you?
This particular one, yes, I will not mind seeing this one go away.
Me neither, but it'll certainly be a year to remember.
Sure.
You can tell your grandkids about it someday, right?
Right.
Well, first off, if you are over the age of 72 and you have a traditional IRA account, remember, we had the CARES Act this year, DC, which switched the year, the age, I should say, for your mandatory distribution. It used to be age 70 and a half, you had to start taking from your traditional IRA. Mm-hmm. This year, they changed that through the CARES Act to age 72. So you don't have to withdraw from your IRA before age 72. You could, but you don't have to.
Right.
And I think that is a big benefit to retirees. Now, we used to make about 25 to 30 calls a year for people turning 70 and a half, DC, and mm-hmm. saying, hey, you know, you have to start withdrawing from your IRA. And everybody would say the same thing. I don't need it. I don't want it. Leave it in there. Well, no, the government wants you to have it because they want you to be
a taxpayer on those things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That money. Yeah.
When it comes out, it gets taxed. That's correct. So now they've changed the age to age 72. Again, I think that is big, and I think it's helpful. But more importantly, for the year 2020, that rule has been suspended. So no matter what age you are, you do not need to take a mandatory distribution from your traditional IRA account in the year 2020. I don't think everybody has realized that because everything's going on this year. Some of these laws and changes kind of, you know, slipped under the radar.
Right.
But you can, of course, you can certainly take the money if you need it, but you do not have to take it in 2020. Put that off to 2021 if you like. And be aware, sometimes your investment firms will have you set up on an automatic mandatory distribution.
Right.
So if you didn't tell them to stop it, there's a chance they might send it out to you automatically. So please be sure to check with your financial advisor to see if you're scheduled for that automatic distribution. And you can turn that off at any time and then turn it back on in 2021 if you like. And one last tip I want to give, DC, I'll finish up the segment with this. And this is something that you also might want to take advantage of before the end of this calendar year. And that has to do with capital gains and capital losses in your taxable brokerage accounts. Remember, you have up until December 31st to sell your stocks to harvest a capital gain or harvest a capital loss. Of course, you can do this also with your ETFs, your mutual funds, and so forth. Mm-hmm. You may also want to consider taking capital gains this year if you believe a new administration may hike capital gains taxes. There's mm-hmm. talk of that. We don't know how that will work out. We'll see how the Senate works out and everything. Or if you believe the markets will not perform well in 2021, of course, check with your own financial advisor and your tax advisor before you make any of these final decisions. But if you have capital gains in your account and you want to take them, and maybe you also have positions in your account that have a capital loss, mm-hmm. you may want to balance those off. And here's how it works. So let's say, DC, you had, if you were lucky enough to have a $25,000 capital gain in a, let's say, a tech stock this year. Well, you look around your account and you notice there's an, let's say, an energy stock, which were down most of the year.
Right.
Down, maybe a couple of them, down $25,000. If you take the gain in that tech stock and sell those energy stocks and it balances off, you thereby eliminate any, potentially any capital gains taxes. Now, if you want to do that, you must remain out of that stock that you sold for a loss for at least 30 days. Then you can reestablish the position anytime thereafter. And let's go the other way. Let's say you have a loss in a particular position and you'd like to take that loss, but at the same time, you want to hold on to that position for long term. Well, there's a way to do it. You may consider doubling up on the position that's at a loss right now. And then after 30 days, you can then sell your original shares, assuming they're still at a loss here, and harvest that loss. And you will still have the same position you have today, right? Mm-hmm. But you will have also realized the potential tax benefit of a capital loss. So it works in each direction, but the key here is you have to stay out of those that you sell for 30 days. And if you don't, the IRS kind of cancels off the benefit of this.
Yeah.
Again, check with your own financial advisor and, of course, your accountant or tax advisor before implementing any of these strategies. But DC, I really believe you need to be on top of things like these at this time of the year, especially in these volatile markets. Take care of all these advantages that may be out there for you before we kick off 2021. All right, DC, let's take our first break right here. Let's thank our friends at Seidel's Restaurant in North Scranton for sponsoring this part of our program. Now, hey, they're ready for the holidays. Nice. I don't care what all these governors say. We're having Thanksgiving, DC. We're having Christmas.
Yeah.
And Seidel's are ready to take care of those holiday needs. They can do your catering in-house or at your very own location. And of course, they are open for dinner, safely distanced and all of the above. And they will take great care of you for the rest of 2020 and into 2021. Do yourself a favor. Get your reservations to Seidel's Restaurant. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You're listening to the Your Financial Future program on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after this brief message. Please stay with us.
If you're searching for a special dining experience, Seidel's Restaurant is your home for great taste. Seidel's Restaurant is one of Scranton's elite fine dining establishments, specializing in Italian-American contemporary cuisines. At Seidel's, generous size entrees are prepared with only the highest quality ingredients. So whether you're having a meal for business or pleasure, it's sure to leave a lasting impression. Seidel's Restaurant has mouth-watering Italian-American contemporary cooking with a delightful ambiance. At Seidel's, you are certain to find unique specials for what you're craving. If you can't find an entree off their elaborate menu, just ask the chef. He can create an off-the-menu meal for you. At Seidel's, the owner is also the chef. Seidel's is located on the corner of Main Avenue and Tripp Street in North Scranton. They are now accepting holiday party reservations and on- and off-site holiday catering. 343-6544. That's 343-6544. Make it special. Make it Seidel's.
Welcome back to the Your Financial Future program here on 94.3 FM The Talker. My name is Nick Colarossi of NJC Investments. I'm sitting across from Mr. DC Taylor of Bold Gold Radio fame. And don't forget to check out my pal DC Taylor weeknights on our sister station, a great, great, great classic rock program. I love that music, DC.
Thanks for, I love it too. Thank you for tuning in, Nick, to the River 105 and 103.5.
4 till 8 p.m. with all the great music and all the great DC Taylor wit and wisdom. What could be better?
Wit and wisdom. How about that?
Thank you. And I want to thank you, DC Taylor, for doing that mad dash down the hall. He does this each and every Saturday morning just for me. And for him too, for both of us.
I need
grabs it. A piping hot cup of coffee, dashes back without spilling a drop, and what is it that we have in front of us today?
And this is called Autumn Brew for me and you.
Isn't that nice? Autumn Brew. That's great. Autumn Brew, perfect timing, great flavor.
Yes. It
captures the autumn perfectly in a cup.
It tastes wonderful.
I want to thank you, and I want to urge everyone, hey, why don't you grab a cup of whatever it is that gets your early Saturday morning started? Sit back and enjoy the rest of our program. DC Taylor, I have a quick staff for you here. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly who the president is going to be for next 4 years, although we have probably a 95% idea.
Uh-huh.
But I'd like to go back to the last 4 years from November 8th, 11/8/16 to November 3rd, 2020. Mm-hmm. I have the statistics according to BTN Research. And covering the 4 years since the election, actually, not the inaugural. Do you know that the S&P 500 was up 70.3% total return in those 4 years, which works out to 14.2% per year. Very good years.
Nice.
Average annual return about 10%, 14.2%. Between 11/8/16 and 11/3/2020, according to BTN Research. Let's hope the next four are even better. We'll have to wait and see how that works out.
Yes. Okay.
And we'll be here to tell you about it.
All right.
We'll do our best, right?
Yep.
Well, we've come to my favorite part of the program, DC, where we catch you up on where we stand in the markets now, year to date, as of November 14th, 2020. But before we do that, you know that I always like to give you a hot tip on some of the best investments that you can ever make. And that, of course, investing in your family, investing in yourself, and investing in your own community. Nothing better at this time of year, DC, right?
That's right.
I want to go back to the one that kind of has a little bit of a reminder for me of days gone by. Mm-hmm. And this is the Nutcracker held by the Ballet Theater of Scranton. And I said that because my daughter, for many years, performed in the Nutcracker performance.
Huh.
And they do such a great job at the Ballet Theater. And of course, with all the restrictions this year, it is going to be different. But a unique presentation this year, DC, on Friday, November 20th, and Saturday, November 21st, 5 and 8 p.m., mm-hmm. and this is absolutely free. This will be presented. It's going to be a recorded version. They're going to record the kids.
Yeah.
And they're going to play it at the Circle Drive-In on the Scranton-Carbondale Highway.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Nice.
So you can still get out to see the Nutcracker, see the kids, and enjoy this presentation at the Circle Drive-In on November 20th and 21st. You can check out balletscranton.org for all the details. That's creative, right?
Very nice. Okay, good.
A great community event. What do you have for us today, DC?
Well, this one comes up every year that I love. It's Bold Gold Media Group, our company here, presents the Michael G. Stanton Shower for Charity coming up Saturday, December 12th. And it's always a big event, a big fundraising event. We always shoot for the goal of $20,000 every year. And Michael G. Stanton, who is a general manager here at the
great guy,
Talker in the River, you know, he stands in a tub on Main Street in Honesdale out in the cold, no matter how cold it is, whether you know, we have like a nice weather, it's in the 50s or whatever, or whether it's, you know, 20 degrees, 10 degrees outside. He will stand out there and take a shower until they raise $20,000.
He's a brave, brave man. Now, this is PG rated, right?
Yes, of course. He's there in his box, his Christmas themed boxers. And he is always a lot of fun. He's one of these folks who takes the show with him wherever he goes. We're raising money for the Wayne County Children's Christmas Bureau. So they're going to help out a lot of families. Those funds will go to help a lot of families, Wayne County, who are less fortunate. So and they get big sponsors every year, too. If you'd like to maybe get yourself or your company, maybe get on the sponsor list, make a decent, nice donation. And you get on the T-shirt. You'll get all the mentions when we run all the commercials on our stations, you know, advertising the event. You'll get mentions on there. So you can reach out at 570-253-1616. Again, that's 570-253-1616. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the Michael G. Stanton Shower for Charity 19th annual outdoor shower for charity.
How about that? He started when he was 10, huh?
That's all right. There you go. But yeah, he'll be cranking up the Christmas music, and he'll be standing there waving and singing along.
That is great. Michael G. Stanton does a great job, and I know we have a lot of business owners in the audience. I know we have a lot of community leaders in the audience, and we thank you for being out there. But this is a great cause. If you can do anything to help Michael out for this great cause, give us a call, right? Give that phone number one more time, DC Taylor, if you would.
Yes, 570-253-1616.
And you get a lot of publicity for the money goes to a great cause.
Yes.
Thanks so much, DC Taylor.
Okay.
Let's get back to finances. Here's where we stand in our capital markets now as of November 14th, 2020. Dow Jones Industrial Average back in the black, DC Taylor, up just over 2% on the year, but we'll take it.
Right? Yeah,
we'll take anything in the plus column. S&P 500 now up over 9.5%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ, rough time at the beginning of the week, but still holding up over 30.5% for the year 2020. Not too bad there.
Okay.
Price of a barrel of oil starting to climb above $40. We had a big move in the energy sector stocks on Monday and Tuesday, kind of tailed off as we went through the week. We'll see how it goes as we go into 2021. That is going to be an interesting time because there's a lot of things out of balance. We'll see if they come in back into balance. Nobody can tell you for certain, but keep your eye on the energy sector, I would say.
Okay.
And the 10-year Treasury yield also starting to tick up just a bit. Of course, it's still historically low at 0.82%, but I did notice new mortgage applications and refis dropped off to their lowest level in 6 months last year as this starts to tick up. It's now at 0.82%. It was in the 0.7s, got down, I think, as low as the 0.6s, and stayed in the 0.7s for a while, now starting to tick up. So keep an eye on that. Also, as an inflation gauge there, 0.82%. I want to turn now, DC, to a couple of the highlights from earnings season for the third quarter. And we've had a terrific, terrific earnings quarter so far. Most companies, over 80% of companies beating their estimates, and more companies giving positive outlook than negative outlook, the highest ratio positive to negative in history. Of course, we're coming out of a crazy time, a pandemic, and that can be expected. But the outlook remains strong. Some of the highlights from last week, let's start from a hero, a tech company from the 90s that was everything. And we haven't heard much from it lately, but really good earnings on Friday, Thursday night, going into Friday. That was Cisco. You remember Cisco?
Yeah.
CSCO is your symbol. They were up 8% on Friday at one point, better than expected earnings, better than expected revenues, strong forecast going into 2021. A lot of analysts saying this may be a turning point for the stock. They had really disappointing quarters over the last two quarters, but CSCO trading at only 14 times earnings, which is very low for a tech company compared to some of the FANG names, of course. So there may be some value here. Of course, do your own homework and see if there is. You know, start your research here. But CSCO trading at about $41, 52-week high, 50, 52-week low, 32. They're still down 20% year to date, while the NASDAQ is up over 30. Now, I did see Citigroup did raise their price target on Cisco, but I think they went from $43 to $45, again, trading around the $41 level, but that's the one analyst opinion. Okay. Let's move on to the mouse house out there in California and Florida and everywhere in between now. Disney had earnings. Now, they were not good. The park still shut down completely in California.
Right.
I don't know how much they're doing in Florida, but the streaming business doing extremely well. Their streaming was supposed to come in at 65 million viewers.
Subscribers, yeah.
Subscribers for the month came in at 73.7.
Wow.
Because they got us all at home again, right?
Right.
So Disney doing well there. Now, they did not make money in the quarter. They lost 20 cents per share, but the estimates were a loss of 66 cents per share. So the analysts like that. The stock did jump on Friday, now trading at about $140. 153 was the 52-week high on Disney. 79
was the 52-week low, jumping again on Friday by about 4%, but still down 6% year-to-date on DIS. And one more, DC, I want to throw in a Chinese electric vehicle maker that just came out a few months back and had really good earnings on Friday and jumped high and then sold off. These Chinese companies, you have to really be careful with. They're all over the charts. This is XPeng, and the symbol is XPEV. Now, you know we've been covering electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles over the last, well, over the last year, but over the last few months, they have really ticked up. This company came out on August 27th, was their IPO, and they jumped up 11% initially on Friday to about $49 before selling off and losing all of that 11% jump they had. We'll see where it ends up as we go. You know, one day is one day. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy markets and a Chinese company, but they did beat on revenues and they did have strong fourth quarter guidance, and they're delivering 10,000 vehicles. So they're actually in getting the product out there. Mm-hmm. That's up 210% year over year. The shares have more than doubled since August 27th, trading in the low 40s now. The 52-week high was Friday at $49. The 52-week low, $17, and that was back in August. So, wow, in the last couple months, real big jump. Again, symbol there is XPEV. All of the electric vehicle makers seem to move up Friday and then tail off a little bit as we went through the course of the day, but certainly a lot of excitement in that sector, and we are going to cover an ETF in that sector and an ETF in the lithium battery sector. That's what makes these cars go. So stay tuned for that, DC Taylor.
All right.
But before we get to that, we better take a break right here. Let's thank our friends at Montrose Motors for sponsoring this portion of our program. DC Taylor, I don't care what time of the year it is. I don't care what time of the day it is. It's a great time to take that short country drive out to Montrose, Pennsylvania. Check out this great Ford dealership. Not only do they have the new vehicles in stock, DC Taylor.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, and these are hard to get these days, used vehicles, right?
Right, yeah.
Shortage, but they have a great selection of used vehicles as well. If that wasn't enough, you know one more thing, right?
Right.
They have the coffee on.
Yeah.
Won't you go visit my friends at Montrose Motors? Please stay with us. Your financial future will be back after these brief messages.
Here's a nice thought from your friends at Montrose Motors, your Ford dealer in Montrose. Why not take a short country drive and reconnect with a great team? This Ford dealership has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock with plenty to choose from. The coffee is on and special customer service awaits you at Montrose Motors Ford. Stop in today and get reacquainted with Andy Bennett, Neil Convoy, and Margaret Wilkins. Montrose Motors Ford. Call 570-278-1188. Online, montrosemotors.com.
Nestled in the rolling hills of beautiful Clark's Green, Pennsylvania, you will find NJC Investments, a capable small-town firm with local values working right here for the citizens of our own community. Whether it's retirement planning, college planning, or just building up that long-term nest egg, the advisors at NJC Investments have decades of experience helping your neighbors achieve their goals. Why don't you get to know NJC Investments too? You can reach us at 570-586-5030. That's 570-586-5030. And we welcome you to join us weekly as we broadcast the Your Financial Future program on 94.3 FM The Talker, Saturdays at 9 a.m. NJC Investments, helping to take the mystery out of your financial future.
Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Your Financial Future program. here on 94.3 FM The Talker with Nick Colarossi of NJC Investments, and I'm DC Taylor. And hi, Nick. How are you?
I guess I'm pretty good, DC Taylor, for a fine weekend in November 2020.
Always good when it's the weekend.
Love doing the program for everyone. Hope you're enjoying the program. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. I never thought I'd be doing radio, and you know, I always listen to radio. Never thought I'd end up here.
I know you have been a fan of radio over the years, going back to, you know, WARM and all that.
Oh, of course.
And you still remember a lot of the stuff, the bits and things they used to do and little songs they used to play on there.
But I never thought I'd end up here.
And here you are.
Here I am. I got a call from Bold Gold Radio. There was the great Lou Ingargiola. My friend Lou Ingargiola used to do it before the program before I did. And he was leaving, and they asked for if I might be interested. I said, I'm a finance guy. I had no intention of being the Fraser Crane of the financial world.
I'm listening.
But here we are. So I hope you enjoy. Let's move on. Let's get to another topic. A lot to cover today. As we do each and every week, there's always a lot out there to cover, DC. I want to go now to a relatively newer sector of the market and newer investments in those sectors. We're getting a lot of calls into the office on the autonomous and electric vehicle segment. It started with Tesla, of course. Tesla's in and out of the news, and it really turned a profit over the last few quarters, and now they're springing up everywhere. All these electric vehicle cars. DC Taylor, they're talking about cars without steering wheels and without pedals. I'm afraid, buddy.
I like driving. So,
me too.
So, you know, let's. I hope we still have some, you know, normal cars going forward. But it's interesting, all this technology. I'm a big fan of new technology. So nice to see.
Certainly some excitement in these investments. Let me preface all this by saying I do not own any of this personally or for our clients at NJC Investments. I am just doing my research and sharing it with you. And your research, if you have an interest in this area, should start right here. And do a deep dive, because this is an aggressive sector of the market. Some of these things, I told you on Friday, the Chinese electric vehicle makers up 10-11% in the morning, then sold it all off by the afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, this is aggressive stuff on the short run in anyway. But I want to start with two ETFs that came across my desk, and they're both from Global X. And the first is the Global X Autonomous and Electric Vehicle ETF, exchange-traded fund, and it's a basket of the autonomous vehicles. Let me tell you how they describe it. The Global X Autonomous and Electric Vehicles ETF seeks to invest in companies involved in the development of autonomous vehicle technology, electric vehicles, and EV components and materials. This includes companies involved in the development of autonomous vehicle software and hardware, as well as companies that provide EV components such as lithium batteries. And we'll talk about those in another. We have a whole another ETF to talk about for lithium, but this has a little bit of that also, and critical EV materials such as lithium and cobalt. Sounds like we're building a nuclear bomb here with these things, doesn't it?
Right.
Anyway, the symbol on the Global X Autonomous and Electric Vehicles ETF, the symbol is DRIV, and a relatively new investment ETF. It came out in April of 2018. It is trading at about $20, and that is the 52-week high right at it.
Mm-hmm.
The 52-week low, $9. Okay. More than double, DC Taylor.
Yeah.
Has a small 0.69% dividend. You're not investing in this for the dividend. You're investing for growth for the long term, I would think. It is has an expense ratio of 0.68%. And I want to share with you some of the holdings in here in just a moment. But let me tell you how it's done over time, return-wise, according to the Global X website. And you can check this out at globalxetfs.com. And their performance history, again, past performance, when we do these, past performance, you want to tell them?
It's no guarantee, nor is it indicative of future results.
That is absolutely correct, especially in this area. They are all over the charts in their kind of in their infancy here. Mm-hmm. But year to date, and these numbers as of Thursday, they were up 18% over the last 6 months, up 37% on this ETF. And since inception, up over 21%. DC Tiller, the PE in 2019 on this fund was a relatively lower, and this S&P trades at about 17 to 18 times earnings right now. Mm-hmm. The PE here was 24, and for new technology, that's not out of whack to the upside. But currently in 2020, mm-hmm. the PE is 97. Okay. So it is trading at an aggressive PE. Yeah. Be aware of that when you do your own research. I'll give you some of the holdings here quickly. Qualcomm is the number one holding, the chip maker. Mm-hmm. Qualcomm, number one. Tesla, number two. NVIDIA, another chip maker, number three. Apple is number four. Alphabet, Neo, Toyota, Microsoft, Advanced Micro Devices, and Honeywell are the top. Honeywell. Surprises me. And the top, those are the top 10 holdings on the symbol there. Again, DRIV, a way to hold a basket. And I'm sure there are others. This is just one example that happened to come across my desk. Again, do your own homework if you have an interest. If we can help you in any way, if you need more materials and more information, we can get that to you absolutely free of charge. Just give us a call at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. Make sure you read all the details, including the prospectus, before you make any investment decision. Okay, let's move on to the lithium and battery ETF by Global X. Symbol here is LIT, and they say the Global X Lithium and Battery Technology ETF invests in the full lithium cycle from mining and refining the metal through the battery production.
Okay.
So that is the, this is a 4-star Morningstar rated fund. I do not have a rating on DRIV currently. It's trading at about 40, just shy of $50. The 52-week high on LIT is $51.90. The 52-week low, $17, DC Taylor.
Okay.
Why didn't I find this at 17, you're asking, right?
Right.
Well, it just happened to come across my desk this week. Again, we do not own any of this for our clients currently at NJC Investments, but I am certainly doing my homework on it right now. LIT came out July 22nd, 2010. Been out for 10 years, DC Taylor. Mm-hmm. Just getting a lot of attention these days with what's going on in the EV area. Total expense ratio on this fund a little bit higher, 0.75. And year to date, this fund is up 58%. And since inception, 62%. So it had not done well. That's a cumulative return. The average annual return over the last 10 years, only 2%. But this year, up 58%. Again, these numbers according to Global X website. Check that out on your own. Let me give you the top five holdings here because I don't think you'll know all these names. And again, all this material is available to you online. But here are the top five holdings in the ETF LIT, the Lithium Battery ETF. They are Albemarle Corporation, ALB is the symbol, Ganfeng Lithium. Some of these are Chinese. This right. fund, again, this fund is 60% in China. Be aware of the risk levels there. Number three is Samsung. Number four is Panasonic. And number five is BYD Company. The only two I know on there, DC, is Samsung and Panasonic. Right. Same?
Me yep. too, yeah.
Okay, so we'd put our faith in the manager of this fund if we were interested in the lithium battery sector. And again, a way to play that sector as a basket, and as opposed to trying to pick those names out, which would be very difficult, I believe.
Right.
All right. There you have it. Some interesting ETF ideas. Again, not recommendations from us. We do not currently own them. But if you want to do your homework on them and you need help, ring us up at NJC Investments. We'll help you in any way that we can.
All right, good. And speaking of ringing up, I have a red light blinking over here on my board. You know what that means, right?
It means Mitchell Dimitrik is ringing us up for Mitchell's Mailbag.
Yes, it's time for Mitchell's Mailbag here on the Your Financial Future program. This is where we answer your questions. So please send some questions to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send them via email. And here's the address, nick@njcinvestments.com. N-I-C-K, nick@njcinvestments.com. There he is sitting right across from me. And put in the subject line Mitchell's Mailbag, and that way we know to send all the questions over to Mitchell. Mitchell keeps a nice file of all the questions that come in so that we have a nice variety of questions every week. Mitchell Dimitrik, our always intern and graduate of the University of Scranton, on the phone with us. Hi, Mitchell.
Hello, Nick. Hello, DC Taylor. How are we both doing today?
All right.
I guess we're doing terrific. And, you know, it's a good fall day for us here, and we're certainly looking forward to answering your questions.
Oh, it certainly is a beautiful Saturday morning, and I'm looking forward to asking them.
All right. Well, then let's get going, guys. Let's get to question number one in Mitchell's mailbag. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Alrighty, question number one comes from Fred in Clark Summit. Fred asks, can you tell me what exactly happened to the Ant Financial IPO, and should I be nervous about my other Chinese stock holdings?
All right, Fred, thanks for listening in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. Great question, because Ant Financial was supposed to be the largest IPO of all time. We talked about it here on the program. Ant was actually a spinoff of Alibaba. It was called Alipay at one time, kind of like a PayPal type of deal. And then it was Ant Financial. Alibaba still owns 33% of the company, or 33% stake in the company. And the day before it was supposed to start trading, the Chinese government put in new restrictions on fintech companies, and that they pulled the plug, basically, on Ant. I think what happened, DC Taylor, is Jack Ma, who is the owner of Alibaba, the CEO, or he was, he has the most shares now, and was behind this Ant Financial, made some derogatory comments about the government of China and the way they do business.
Oh.
And the government of China, of course, are communists and didn't like the capitalist approach, I think, of Ant, and they pulled it out.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see as we go forward. I think it will come back. It is still in business. It's just the IPO, and it's valued at about $150 to $200 billion as a company right now. I think you'll see it down the road, but in some shape or form. So keep an eye out for that. As far as being nervous about investing in Chinese companies, yeah, you need to be cautious, because we're dealing with a whole different realm of reality in China, right? Sometimes they make decisions out of thin air like this right here, and it threw a lot of investors off. But there's been other things. Sometimes they don't keep up with their reporting the way they should, and sometimes numbers don't seem to add up. So you have to be cautious when dealing with Chinese stocks. But we're still getting a lot of interest, because a lot of the technology stocks, a lot of the electric vehicle stocks and so forth coming out of China. But do proceed with caution. Make sure you do your own homework and check it twice.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's get right to question number two in Mitchell's mailbag. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Question number two comes from Tom in Wilkes-Barre. Tom asks, what effect would new COVID lockdowns have on the markets?
Tom, that's also a good question. Thanks for listening in Wilkes-Barre. I think it would be a disaster. Honestly, I think it would be a disaster. My personal opinion on these lockdowns, DC, and it's just my opinion. I don't want to hear any. Don't write in, please. I don't think they work. I think it prolongs. We have a virus going in that has to go through. It has to burn out, or it has to be vaccinated out. And I think, in fact, UBS came out with a report on Friday saying in 6 months, there'll be zero new cases of COVID due to not only the vaccine, but they're also estimating that anywhere between a third and a half of the U.S. has already been infected. Many, many, many not knowing it.
Okay.
So we may have an immune tolerance building up that way, and the vaccines are on our doorstep. So if we were to lock down, I know there's talk about lockdowns, Chicago's locking down in certain areas. I just think it delays everything, and we've seen it in Europe where they locked down and they were fine for a while, and then it got worse after the lockdown. Yep. I do not believe this economy could withstand another lockdown. I would be very, very cautious with my investment portfolio if we go into one. So that's my personal opinion. If you want to talk about this off the air, give me a call at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030.
All right. Well, let's get one more question here in Mitchell's mailbag. Question number three. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Alrighty. Last but certainly not least, question number three comes from Margaret in Hazleton. Margaret asks, do you think 2021 will be an up year or down year for the stock market?
All right, Margaret, and thanks for listening in Hazleton. A lot of listeners in Hazleton, D.C., Taylor. Nice. I love hearing from them.
Good.
Do I think 2021 will be an up year or a down year in the stock markets? I'm going to go with up, because I'm optimistic. Right?
Sure, okay.
I'm going to go with up, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a long-term investor. I know down years don't feel good, but we have to live through some of them. If you just started investing, let's say in 2010, 10 years ago, you've only seen one down year in the S&P 500. That was 2018. The S&P was down 4.3%. We've had 9 years up and 1 year down. You're spoiled.
Yeah.
Usually in any given 10-year period, you're going to see three of those years be down years.
Okay.
That's on it. So be prepared for that. And a lot of times in those years that are down, we lose a lot of investors. People stop their dollar cost averaging plans or jump out of the market. That's the exact wrong thing to do. That's when the money is made. Dollar cost averaging, my opinion, through those down years is what pays off in the long run. So even if it is a down year, you want to keep your investments going and don't be shaken by the ups and downs of the market. So far this year, DC, we've had 5 down months in the S&P 500.
Yeah.
And yet we're up right about
30%.
We're up, where'd we say on the
NASDAQ 30%.
Yeah, but the S&P's up about 9+%, but we still had down 5 down months.
Right.
You can make an excuse every other month. Hey, why should I be investing?
Right.
For the long term, that's why.
Yep.
Okay, don't worry about the ups and downs of the market. Worry about staying the course for the long term. That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And I appreciate your questions. And again, you can get them in to just send them via email to nick@njcinvestments.com and put in the subject line Mitchell's mailbag. Mitchell, thank you for going through the questions every week and giving us some good ones on here.
DC, Nick, thank you both for having me on the show each and every Saturday morning. I'm already looking forward to next week.
We are as well, and we appreciate everything you do and calling in each and every Saturday, and hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, Mitchell.
Take care, boys. Talk to you then.
Thanks again to Mitchell Dimitrik, our always intern here on the station and on the program, DC Taylor. Does a great job for us. We appreciate the work he does. And
definitely.
Great questions.
Love hearing from Mitchell every week.
Hey, he's a good boy.
Yes.
All right. Let's take our last break right here. When we come back, we are going to talk about the top picks updated right now. Stock picks from the Motley Fool. You don't want to miss that. You're listening to the Your Financial Future program on 94.3 FM The Talker with Nick Colarossi, helped along by Mr. DC Taylor. And we'll be back after this brief message. Please stay with us.
Mr. Wrongway, it's Big Box Brokerage calling. The market's been falling. Maybe you should sell.
Well, get me out! Get me out!
Mr. Wrongway, the market's rebounding. It's going higher.
Well, get me in! Hurry up! Get me back in!
Mr. Wrongway, more bad news today.
What? Get me out, for goodness sake! Get me out!
Don't be Mr. Wrongway. Let us show you what we believe is the right way to invest. Trying to time the ups and downs of financial markets is nearly impossible. I'm Nick Colarossi, a certified retirement counselor and host of the program Your Financial Future, heard on 94.3 FM The Talker every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. At NJC Investments, we believe a solid investment plan paired with a consistent dollar cost averaging program can help you reach your long-term goals like retirement and college planning. Call us today at 570-586-5030 or reach us directly through our website, njcinvestments.com. NJC Investments, helping to take the mystery out of your financial future.
Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC.
Thanks for staying with us on the Your Financial Future program. I'm Nick Colarossi of NJC Investments, and I want to thank you, DC Taylor, for all your help today on the program.
It's my pleasure.
You do a great job on the weekends with all of the programs. Great educational programs here. And if you stay tuned all day long, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, you are going to be so much smarter. And that's why they call The Talker on the weekends the education station for the entire nation. That is absolutely correct. DC, I want to move on now to the Motley Fool. You know, we've talked about these, and some of these picks you'll hear, we've covered several times throughout the course of the year, but they're very interesting. Tom from the Motley Fool just came out with his updated buy list on this past Thursday, November 12th. This part you can check out on your own, motleyfool.com. And for all the details, I'm just going to skim across it. This is on the free site. They also have a premium site that I
I happen to subscribe to. I enjoy the content. Some of it, you know, is very, very right on. Some of it not. There are no experts on Wall Street, even with those funny hats on, DC.
Of course.
But the Motley Fool gave us Tom's version of his five best picks now, and I'd like to close out the program with those this morning. And we're going to start with Zoom. Zoom, you know, Zoom, the online learning. Oh, my kids are on Zoom.
Yeah, it's just, that's all you heard about this past 9 months or so.
Right. All the business meetings going to Zoom. And they say this has a lot of growth potential in it. ZM is your symbol. And before I tell you these picks, first of all, we do own some Zoom. We do not own any of the others for any of our clients at NJC Investments. But it's very important that Motley Fool says, if you're looking for ideas, consider these. Of course, do your own homework. But consider these as worthy additions to a well-balanced portfolio of at least 15 stocks if you're doing stocks. So don't just go out and run and buy one stock, okay? They want it to be balanced. Sometimes some are going up, sometimes some are going down, and they believe you should hold your stocks, buy and hold, for at least 3 to 5 years. But Zoom, trading at about $400, the 52-week high was $588. That wasn't too long ago. And the 52-week low was $62. Now, again, trading right around $400. And they expect there'll be more and more of these virtual events going forward. Next up on the list is FVRR. I believe it's pronounced Fiverr. It could be Fiverr. Fiverr. And Fiverr operates a platform that works to connect contract workers with employers. And FIVR right now is trading at about $173, $191, the 52-week high, $19, the 52-week low. And they say if you have a small position, you can add to it here. And this may be the opportune time to start a position if you don't have one. Again, these are Motley Fool ideas, not recommendations from us at NJC Investments. FVRR does not have earnings. That's one thing, DC. Mm-hmm. No PE on this one. And if you go back to Zoom, they are trading at 519 times current earnings. So that would be in any category. That would be at the top of the risk category when you see those high PEs. Be cautious. These are aggressive stocks. Next up is CrowdStrike, CRWD, and CrowdStrike is a security, an online software security. They aim to protect our customer from breaches. So kind of like a Norton, a McAfee, that type of thing.
Right.
And they are also not trading with a PE. They do not have current earnings. CRWD is trading at $132, $153, the 52-week high, $31, the 52-week low. And with CrowdStrike, they grew revenue by 89% in this past quarter, adding 969 large new customers, and revenue was up 84% year over year, CRWD. I've got two more. These are Tom's Best Buys from the Motley Fool, updated this past Thursday. Next up is Appian, APPN, and this is a software development platform that they use low-coded software that allows businesses to kind of add on to the software they send you to kind of design it to your particular needs. And the product is already helping other technology companies build their products, and they're growing rapidly. APPN is the symbol. Again, no PE, no current earnings. They're trading at $98. 52-week high was hit on Friday of $100. 52-week low, DC,
yeah,
$29. But we did cover these throughout the course of the year. And sometimes right. It does pay to listen to the Your Financial Future program. And one to go, we have Pinterest as his last pick. P-I-N-S is the symbol. Trading right now at about $62, 52-week high, $68, 52-week low, $10. And P-I-N-S, of course, they're advertising. Online advertising, they expect that to pick up. Third quarter on Pinterest, revenues up 58% year over year. All the ads are going online, DC Taylor.
That's right.
So there you have them again. Tom's five updated best picks: Appian, CrowdStrike, Fiverr, Pinterest, and Zoom.
And with that, DC Taylor, I hear the music coming up. Thanks again for all you do.
You're very welcome.
And I want to remind everyone, there is never a bad time to make a good investment. If you have any questions on anything that we covered this morning, please reach out to me at NJC Investments, 570-586-5030. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning on The Talker. May God bless you and may God bless America. Make it a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Lee Baldwin & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.